On today's Tech Help for Churches, automatically adding videos to your church's website just by uploading them to YouTube. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you use new media, social media, the internet, etc. for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, leave your comments, etc., so just do that below the video. You can also head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Almost blank there on what it was. trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. You'll find all my contact information there if you're listening to the audio. So those are two really great ways to get a hold of me and leave your questions and comments. So this is something that I've done on trinitydigitalmedia.com, and they updated it, so I had to tweak some settings, but I'm glad I did. And let me tell you what that is. There is a plugin for a WordPress site, so this assumes that you're using WordPress, called YouTube Channel Gallery. Now, here are the advantages of YouTube Channel Gallery. It's free. Secondly, once you set it up, it automatically updates your website with the latest videos from YouTube. So, in the case of my site, I've got, if you go to trinitydigitalmedia.com, just go there right now. Along the top, just open up a new tab if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're watching it somewhere else or listening, just no problem. Just make a note to yourself or do it right now. Along the top, you'll see there's a choice for videos. You click videos and all my shows are listed there. Click on any one of those bad boys and you'll find a list of several videos. Now, I don't put a new one in every time. I just upload it to YouTube and the rest takes care of itself. So it's really easy once you get it set up. It's really powerful because every time you upload a video to YouTube, it updates your site, so you get kind of double effort here. And it's got tons of features. You can put the title or don't put the title, put one big video and two small ones underneath, eight lines deep if you want, or three across. You know, basically the choices are up to you. And there are widgets that on a WordPress site you can just drag into the header, the footer, the sidebars, etc., depending on the theme you're using. And it just really makes it easy, really makes it fun to be able to get all that updated to your site automatically and nice and easy to find. So that's the upsides of all this. Okay, here are the downsides. When I first started using YouTube Channel Gallery, all you had to do was, if you wanted to embed a playlist, you just find the playlist ID, which you go to the playlist, and it was pretty obvious they tended to begin with PLS and then a big bunch of numbers and letters. You copied and pasted that, you threw that into a short code, and you were done. Unfortunately, YouTube has made it a little bit more complicated. Our friends at Google, I get why they're doing it. I get why they want to just keep people from wholesale doing this. So there is a limit. You can only serve like 50,000 videos a day. I know that for your church, that's going to be a difficult limit to stay with. No, it's not a difficult limit to stay within. Yeah, it's not difficult for me either. So I'm not worried about this at all. If you're at Lakewood Church or Willow Creek or Church on the Move or Life Church, this might be an issue for you, but you probably have someone that deals with issues like this on staff that can deal with it. For the rest of the churches throughout the world, not a big deal, so you can do that. Now, you will need to get an API key. That's not hard to get, although you have to just go through the list of steps one at a time. So if I were you and my church's website was on, it was using WordPress, which I really strongly suggest that you do. First thing I would do, add a new plugin, go into the back end, search for new plugins, and YouTube channel gallery. Download that, install it. Step one. Step two, you're going to need to go to his site. Now, I did it in Chrome. It's in Spanish, so if you don't speak Spanish, as I don't, I read some French, I read some Greek, I used to read a little Hebrew, Middle English, but not so much Spanish. So if that's the case for you, you just hit the little translate button on the top if you're in Google Chrome, and that's what I would do. Other browsers might do that as well. I'm just in Google Chrome. And then just read the instructions. And make sure you read the version 3 instructions, because versions 1 and 2, it was easier. Version 3, it's a little harder. But there's a screencast, and you should do what I did. You watch the video on how to get your API key and just follow their instructions step by step. Now, I'm not using a widget, and they show it how to do it. So what I did was I temporarily added a widget, I followed their instructions, and then once I got my key, I copied that and then pasted it into all the appropriate places on my site. And now it's nice and easy, nice and wonderful, and so I think that this is going to be something that really a lot of churches should take advantage of. You can get all the videos on your YouTube account showing up for your church. You can get only certain playlists. You can get only certain playlists from other people. You can curate playlists. So let's say your denomination has resources and you want to pick and choose the ones that you think are the best or that are best for your people, you could do that. So really there's a lot of power here to make a very video-rich site that automatically updates whenever you do some work on YouTube, which, let's face it, doing work on YouTube is about some of the more fun work you can do. You know, every time I edit a video and things get hard, I think, well, I don't have trouble like some of the other churches in the world, so keep that in mind. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that you'll use this information in your church. Don't forget, you'll like my email newsletter if you like this content. So trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, to get that. And until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.